the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Catherine Thomas is with us. You may have seen the first part of it last week. If you haven't, it's on the RT player. But if you stick to just television, the second part of her documentary, Young Forever, The Death of Aging, is on RTE this evening. Catherine, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, great to see you, Matt.
How did this come about? Is this something that you're concerned about, being young forever? Do you resent aging?
No, for me, as a 47-year-old mom of...
I wasn't going to ask your age. I wouldn't have thought that would have been polite.
But you know what? No, after this, I've never had a problem. I've never been somebody that's denied my age or had an issue with it. And I've always been very open. And I think just because I've been on TV since I was 19 and I've sort of grown up in the public eye. But I got Botox for the first time when I was 38, which was quite late in the day because a lot of my friends and colleagues were getting it done, and the techniques and the treatments that were being used and the way that it was being administered in the last couple of years has been much more it's improved so much, and I think it's just become quite normal in society here in Ireland.
But so, why did you decide to do it?
To be honest, because I was getting married. So we got engaged, and the wedding was coming up, and I was like, right, skincare. I've always been quite healthy. I keep my exercise regime going. I eat quite well. So it wasn't the sort of 20 years on television that I ever sort of thought about it. It was just when I got engaged. I don't know why.
Was there any fear that to maintain your TV career, that there is a lot of women and indeed men who are fearful of getting older, that they might lose their job?
I never thought about it like that. Certainly, you know, women are scrutinised in the public eye and women are scrutinised on TV for sure. And I suppose I never really, I sort of always said I had good genes. My mom has good skin. She looks way younger than her age. And I think, you know, I've sort of been in some way a beneficiary of that. And it was only then in my kind of late 30s, again, when I got engaged, that I started getting Botox. So for me, and then it's once you're in, you know.
Is that it? You can't stop? What happens if you were to stop?
Well, then it's like, yeah, that's the issue, right?
Does your skin sag?
Well, I don't know. The wrinkles start coming back and some, I would say. And so once you're in it, it's very hard to get out of it. So when I did this documentary, last year called The Skinny Jab Revolution.
I remember it,
And the GLP-1s. And that was the first time I had really a full understanding of peptides. So GLP-1s are peptides, which are amino acids that the body naturally makes. But when I was researching that documentary, that was when I sort of became very aware of the amount of peptides that people in the biohacking world and the longevity world are using. I had no idea that this was a thing.
You see, this is very important. I actually didn't understand at first that this isn't just a documentary about how you look. This is about extending your life,
extending
your healthy life and living longer. And then in some cases, people who want to come back.
Yes, yeah. So we looked at it from a two-pronged approach. So it was the aesthetics and the cosmetics. And just like what we were chatting about there, why am I buying into the system? Why am I, you know, as a woman who places a lot more of my values than on what I look like? I want to be a good role model for my kids, all of that, right? So for me, that was one part of it. But the other part of it was when I started understanding more about these peptides, the world of peptides, like all the biohackers, all the longevity, the Jeff Bezos and the Brian Johnsons, everybody that are on these peptides, none of which are FDA approved, none of which have had undergone human trials. So for me, I was like, what in the hell is going on that all of the hundreds of thousands of people are taking them for collagen, for injury, for cognitive function? So there was so much there as well. So once we started looking into it, that's when I knew we had the makings of a documentary. I produced it with Marion Cullen from Wacker Productions. So it's a co-production. My company is Aquarius Productions. So I knew that I needed somebody to come on this journey with me. Marion is absolutely brilliant. And so we wanted to come at it from a two-pronged approach. But the longevity end of things absolutely blew my mind.
Okay, but let me pitch it to you another way. So that would you really need the Botox and other cosmetic enhancements if you were living a very healthy existence? In that your skin will remain in good condition, the wrinkles won't come. If you feed yourself properly, if you take the actual additives and supplements, even the peptides.
Well, this is what we don't know. You know, this is what they're claiming is going to be the case. So if you take these supplements, if you take your peptides, if you take all of these stuff, the cells won't degenerate in the way that they do normally. Like, what was fascinating for me was when I went to the Longevity Summit in Trinity, and all of the scientists and the doctors there viewed aging as a disease, not just a natural part of life.
Like, really?
I feel that aging is a part of natural life. Like, you're born, you live, you die. Where they see aging, as one scientist said, as the mother of all diseases. So he said, to me, very few people die of old age. You know, now people die of diseases related to old age, Alzheimer's, dementia, heart disease, stroke. So if we can disrupt and,
But see, we're living longer and we're living healthier, aren't we?
We're living longer, we're living healthier. We are fighting all sorts of diseases. But at the end of the day, there are so many beliefs, there's so many people out there that, like, living longer now is you can live to 100, 103. But what a lot of these scientists believe is that very soon we'll be living to 120, 140.
And in what condition will we be in to enjoy longevity? I suppose this, to me, is the important thing.
Yeah.
I think compared to previous generations, we don't just live longer, we live healthier, more active lives.
And we do. And 100% we do.
But do we need the boost of a few jabs here and there, a few extra potions along the way?
That's what they say, that this is going to be life-changing. And, you know, and it does sound very science fiction when you kind of get into it. And we can talk about the church that I go to tonight in the show, in the documentary tonight at 9:35. But learning about this drug called rapamycin, this was a big, like, we featured this last week on the show. So this is a drug that has been known to reduce aging in mice by 25%. They're now doing clinical trials on it in primates. So the idea is that the rapamycin sort of disrupts what is our mTOR pathway. Now, I am not a scientist, Matt, as you well know. But so the body, instead of kind of the cells growing and continuing to grow, the body goes into repair mode and recycle mode. And so it actually it kind of keeps your body healthy. It stops the diseases of aging like Alzheimer's and dementia. And therefore, that if you take this drug at the age of 45, 55, that your body can act. This is what they think.
Yeah, but you see, isn't there a difficulty here in that everything becomes about taking an injection or a drug?
Yeah.
And that sometimes the best thing to do is, and I think this has become something that maybe more recent generations have come to understand, is that you have to exercise. As you get older, you have to exercise your muscles, which is why weight-bearing training is so important rather than just going for a walk 100%. As people get older.
100%.
And that there's lots of things that you can do are natural rather than perhaps taking the easy way out and taking a pill or a jab.
Mm. Well, I mean, I have been banging on for 100 years about the benefits of strength training and exercise and healthy diet and maintaining a healthy weight and sleep, all of the things. But, you know, that kind of becomes boring, it seems, after a while, that people are kind of, you know, they're sort of bored hearing it. And now it's what else is out there. Social media is driving us to what else is out there, what else is out there. The one thing that I did come away with after this whole 6 month journey and kind of going through it was that all the longevity specialists, all the biohackers, all the scientists that are talking about rapamycin and all this stuff, at the end of the day, they all said, you know, it still comes back down to the basics. If you don't have the basics, if you're not doing your strength training as you age, if you're not eating a healthy, balanced diet, if you're not getting your sleep, that will age you quicker than anything. You know, what I also thought was really interesting, we did a chat with Cathal McClory from the TILDA study, which you'd know and has done incredible work over the last 30 years, focusing on research and how we're aging in Ireland. And I found it really interesting that social connection was so critical to healthy aging. Socioeconomic, where you're born can actually dictate how long you're going to live as well. But I just thought that was really interesting, that loneliness can be as detrimental as cancer. You know, it can be as detrimental as smoking 15 cigarettes a day is what they say. And so social connection is so critical as we age. And that I thought was, like, you know, really, that was something that I had never really thought about before.
A lot of what we've been talking about is physical appearance and physical maintenance. Mm-hmm. But there's also the mental side to go with that, isn't there? Because there's lots of people who keep their body in good shape, but the brain succumbs.
Yeah, and I mean, anyone who has lost anybody to Alzheimer's or dementia or who has witnessed it, I mean, it's an awful disease. And I suppose that's one of the things for me. I on tonight's programme, I did 247 different blood markers, right? And this is the thing, you go on this journey and then you find out stuff that you don't actually want to know about yourself as well. So
what did you find out about yourself?
So I am prone to inflammation. So I am prone to the diseases, inflammation diseases. They also found something called glyphosate in my system.
What's that?
So glyphosate is a pesticide that was found in Roundup. It's not in Roundup anymore. But if you grew up in the country, well, I grew up in the country and everyone was mad for Roundup back in the day. My mother was spraying Roundup like it was going out of fashion. We went to a clinic in London called VAV, very high-end longevity clinic. And so she said, you know, something like this in your system, it's been there for 30 years, has been linked to cognitive decline like Alzheimer's and certain cancers. So when you hear that, you go, Jesus, what do I need to do to get it out? Or how do I get it out? Like, you know, is there any...
Are you going to be like a Tour de France cyclist and do a bit of blood spinning?
Well, this is what we do. So they offer this treatment called apheresis, which is essentially blood cleaning. It's like a dialysis, for want of a better expression. You sit there, you pay £10,000. They take the blood out of your left arm. They clean it out and they put it back into your right arm.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't.
The budget wasn't big enough on the programme.
No, definitely not on an RTE budget and definitely not on my own. But, you know, it's wild. And this
Hold on. That raises a question. As to how much of this is a big business? How much of it is almost like a medical scam?
Well, the wellness...
Are you being sold snake oil by some people?
Well, this is what I don't know. You know, there's not enough... When it comes to the peptides, there's not enough research yet. There'll be people like Patrick Tracy who'll say there's huge potential with peptides, but we're just not there yet because we haven't done the human trials. We don't know. I mean, this brilliant doctor, Dr. Sabine Donne in the VAV clinic in London, she's been a longevity specialist for years. They've been doing this sort of blood cleaning. Apparently the Rolling Stones were getting it done in Switzerland in the 70s.
We might explain how Keith Richards is still alive, given all the things he got up to over the years.
So there's a lot... I mean, there's just so much there's so much still to uncover, you know. Did it bother me that much, the glyphosate in my system, that I would be willing to part with £10,000? Absolutely not. You know, I think your body does enough of its own cleaning and its own regeneration.
Yeah. Did you find out other things that worried you? I mean, about your lifestyle. I mean, apart from the things that you have no control over, did you find out things maybe even about your genetics, which make you worry that no matter what you do, no matter how clean your living is, that you're going to be stumped by something?
Well, the inflammation was a big one because my mother's side of the family, they're all riddled with rheumatoid arthritis. So that kind of inflammation on that side. So I know that that's coming and it's on the female side of the family. So that wasn't a big surprise. But I think that the glyphosate, anytime anybody says anything that can possibly impair your cognitive capabilities and ability, that's scary as a 47-year-old mom of two very young girls, you know. Like, do I think what's coming down the track in 20, 30 years' time, is there going to be a drug? Is there going to be a miracle cure for Alzheimer's? Let's hope there is, because I think when people talk about curing cancer or they talk about curing Alzheimer's or dementia, you know, that's when we all get excited and go, it can't happen quick enough. When you talk about kind of allowing people live longer, you're all of a sudden you're playing with God and you're messing with God and people have a real problem with it. You know?
Could this turn you into a bit of a hypochondriac?
Possibly. But I mean, what I say, I still always go back to the social connections. I went out on Friday night, had a load of wine with the girls, and I was like, it's about balance at the end of the day as well. You know, if you're not going to get out and enjoy yourself, and you're going to lose your social connections, it's about balance, you know.
It is.
I mean, the biggest crack that we had was we went to the Church of Perpetual Life, which is a church in Miami. All doctors, all scientists, they believe that the potential to live and have an eternal life comes down to just a matter of time. It's about technology stepping in there.
It's not about going to another world. It's coming back to this world.
No, what they do is when they die, they freeze themselves in liquid nitrogen.
As you do.
Cryogenics. Yeah. And they're all, we saw photos, they're all suspended in liquid nitrogen in these glass capsules in warehouses in Arizona. There's 400.
They better not have a power cut there.
Exactly. and they genuinely believe that the time will come that
Science fiction. This is like zombies coming out of the desert in Arizona.
But you know who their prophet is? So they're a church, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anything about the fact that, you know, if you set up a church or a religion in America, you can get your funding tax-free. And there was a lot of very vulnerable people.
Let me just finish. I'm wearing one of these wearable devices that does all things like measuring various things.
Yeah.
It also gives me an estimate as to my age. Right. It tells me how much above or below my actual age that I'm not going to admit on air to what it's telling me the moment.
Why not? Be honest. No, be open, Matt.
No, I haven't had a good few months. I used to be well below. I'm now above my age. Anyway, did you get anything like that? What is your sort of, not your
my biological age?
What's your biological age?
37.
37.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did a VO2 max, which again, they say is the gold standard. Started at 40. I was 46 at the time, actually, because it was last year when I did it. So it was 46 and I came in at 37.
You're
so
flying, so you have nothing to worry about.
I keep reminding my husband, you're with a much younger woman.
Young forever, the death of aging. The second part is on RTE1 this evening at 9:35, and you can catch up with the first part on the RTE player. Catherine Thomas, thank you so much for being with us.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.